This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This, because we were playing David Lee Roth and Van Halen the other day, and I said, check out the Hot for Teacher video. Mm-hmm. So this is Billy Idol. I am telling you, you youngsters who have never seen Cradle of Love, the video from Billy Idol. Wherever you watch videos, what's it called? Venmo? YouTube. You go right on Venmo and you check out your videos. You get all the music videos on Venmo nowadays.
Venmo,
check
huh?
it out. Yeah, Venmo.
After that Hot for Teacher, I think I might try out this Cradle for Love.
I am telling you, Billy Idol. Now, Jimmy, you play the music. You chose it. Do you remember the video or are you just playing it because you like Billy Idol?
I'm just playing it.
All right. Check out the video.
Okay.
Not in the studio, though. I don't want things to get dicey between you and Solana. But wait till you get into the meat of the video, Crowder.
I'm going to check it out. That Hot for Teacher started out weird, too, and then it got kind of good. At about
yeah.
10 minutes in.
This yeah. Cradle of Love. Now, admittedly, back in the 80s and 90s, you could talk more freely about rocking the Cradle of Love, which would be younger women, not illegal, just younger. Nowadays, you know, you got to be so careful. You got a Josh Giddey situation on your hands.
No, I'm the Josh Giddey. I don't know if I want to watch this show.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. Lots going on. We're going to talk this hour. Oh, five already.
Dale.
Dale.
God bless. Dale.
Dale.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome. That's all.
Man, I purposely ignored Jimmy for the past 15 minutes and didn't write anything.
I saw him chatting at you, trying to get a line or something to say. And so you just kept ignoring him?
I ignored him. I didn't send him anything. I was like lost while he was trying to talk to me just to see how he would fare on his own. Well, we got our answer.
You get what you get.
Yeah, sometimes simple is best, Jimmy. That was simple. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's it. You're welcome.
That's all.
We're supporting Neighbors for Neighbors and their Hurricane Milton relief effort. If you would like to donate goods, including generators or tarps or yard waste bags or canned goods, you could drop them off at Global Empowerment Mission Headquarters in Doral, or you can go to WQAM.com and get all the info there and find out how you can help right there. We thank you for your support. WQAM.com is the place to go. Are you excited for the upcoming NBA season, Crowder? 1 week away for the Heat, a little less than a week for the actual season.
For the season, yes. For the Heat, I'm a little worried.
Why don't we do a game show tomorrow? How we do for the NFL? Kind of like a primer?
I like, can't even where do are this they at now? The end of a season. I can't. I don't even know where players are at the end of a season. I'll do it.
I'll keep it light. I'll keep it, you know, guys you should probably know, not new guys. We'll call it, instead of where are they now, we'll do it in Spanish. ¿Dónde están ahora? Just to give it a little twist. We'll do it tomorrow.
¿Dónde están ahora?
So give me an example. Like, I saw Chris Paul last night, right. And I would not have been able to, had I not seen the highlight last night, I would not have known where Chris Paul was.
Him and Jimmy were jawing at each other a little bit, man. Yeah, they got into it.
Jimmy doesn't like him ever since the Duncan Robinson incident, right?
He doesn't like him. Yesterday, he fouled Nikola Jokic really hard, and, you know, Nico and Jimmy are, like, tight. So that set him off. And then the rest of the game, like, even after Jimmy checked out, I mean, at one point, Jaime Jaquez Jr., I think, stripped him, or Duncan stripped Chris Paul, and Jimmy's on the bench flexing. Like, he was really animated yesterday after they started jawing at each other.
Jimmy, when he's playing and locked in, there's no better person to root for.
Yeah.
Like, that is, he's everything you want on your team. I just love that guy.
He's the love him with you, hate him with anybody else guy. He is, because I'm sure the other fan bases do not like Jimmy Butler.
I imagine Chris Paul is probably that. Love him if he's on your team, and even then, maybe not.
When he was on the podcast, we interviewed him on the Pivot, and I asked him, I was like, bro, do you care? Like, because your persona is a butt wipe. I said in different terms, and he was like, I don't care. Call me whatever you want to. I'm going to do what I want.
It is so obvious he doesn't care. If you're going to be that way, that's the only way to be it, is like to have that attitude. Like, I don't care if I'm liked, disliked. I don't care if teammates like me. I don't care if, you know, fellow players like me. Like, I'm just me.
I like that player more than the insecure LeBron James. The guys that always worry
Kevin
about
Durant.
Social media and all. Kevin Durant. I can't stand those athletes more than I can't stand the butt wipe athletes. Why do you care so much about these damn people tweeting at you?
Give me an example, Solana. ¿Dónde están ahora?
Okay, ¿dónde está ahora? Russell Westbrook.
Russell Westbrook is
Denver.
Phoenix. No, Denver. You're right.
Yeah, the Denver Nuggets.
I saw that the other night. You know what? DeMar DeRozan is now, he's just a punchline for our show, so I watch him. He's somewhere weird as hell. He's like Minnesota or something.
DeMar DeRozan?
He's not with the Bulls?
No. Remember, he was traded.
Was he traded or he was a free agent?
I believe he was a sign-and-trade. He was a free agent, but I believe it was a sign-and-trade.
DeMar DeRozan, where is he?
It's a weird place.
I mean, do you want me to save this for the game or are we doing the game right now?
Well, do you know or do you have to look it up?
No, I know.
You for real, or are you looking it up?
No, I really know. I know.
Where is he?
Sacramento. He's on the Sacramento Kings.
Mm. Yeah.
I didn't even know they had a team.
They got some big-ass light they bright up when
Oh, that's right. Yeah, shine the light. Something like that.
Lame.
You can give me another one.
Well, I didn't prepare for this right now.
You can't tease me with a game show and then all of a sudden not have some samples.
Max Strus.
Cleveland still.
Yeah. I didn't prepare for this very well. Victor Oladipo.
Well, I saw him on ESPN every afternoon.
NBA TV. You saw apparently ESPN is thinking, I don't know if it was Barry Jackson that reported this. I think it was. They're thinking about adding Dwayne Wade to their studio shows. So pregame and whatnot.
He's good. I'm a little interested on Tom Brady. Being an owner of the Raiders, but also broadcasting other games. Like, I understand he's not going to be the most active owner, and I know that they're actually kind of prohibiting him from having access the way other broadcasters do because he's got the tie now to the Raiders. But, yeah, I'm not certain that I'm down with that. And I would say the same thing kind of with D. Wade is, you're an owner in Utah. Like, how much activity should you have talking about other teams? I don't know. It just seems a little bit dicey.
Pat McAfee was talking about it today, and he showed the ramifications or the restrictions, I would say, that he has. It's weird. Like, he can't do production meetings if there's a player in there because now it's tampering.
Right.
He can't talk. Like, that whole thing where he went to this year where he was out there with Michael, you know, Michael Rubin, the Fanatics people. I have the Fanatics ties now. And he was at Michael Rubin's house talking to the young quarterbacks, and him and Drake May sat down, which is cool. Oh, the Patriot legend sitting down with the Patriot draft pick. He's not allowed to do that. Now it's tampering.
Yeah.
So, like, it's so many things he can't do, but it's hurting him on both sides because
right.
now you can't do your production interview research because an ownership stake makes you not be able to talk to the quarterbacks of the team you're covering that week. I'm interested. Honestly, I'm interested to see how strict they are on these rules. I'm going to see if Roger Goodell is really going to look into if Tom Brady smiled at Drake May in the hotel the night before a game, like, or sat down and have dinner with him.
I mean,
like,
it was literally one of the reasons that Magic Johnson walked away from that job with the Lakers. He couldn't tweet about other players, and he loves to tweet, this guy looked great, that, like, and I that's why I find when you say Dwayne Wade being a studio analyst, like, man, that seems like it would get kind of dicey.
Tom Brady, I agree with what you're saying, but Tom Brady owns 5% of the franchise.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's not going to be a super active owner, and it's not like he's making day-to-day decisions.
Right.
But if you had a 5% ownership stake in something, and they were interested in recruiting a certain player during a free agency period, wouldn't you send Tom Brady to go tell that guy this is the place to be?
And it's tampering.
And that would be tampering.
Yeah. Hey, Tyreek's not happy in Miami. He should be a Raider. Okay, Tom, go holler at him. That's tampering.
It shouldn't be, though. Like, if Tom Brady, as Tom Brady, not Tom Brady the broadcaster, but Tom Brady the former. Well, I don't know. But, I mean, it shouldn't be that serious. The guy has 5% ownership stake for the Raiders, but he's a Hall of Fame quarterback, legendary Patriot. If he wants to call Drake May and just be like, hey, what's up? Like, how's it going?
Well, you can't do that, but you can't do that, period.
But he should be able to, is my point. It's just a dumb
Mickey Arison should be able to do that. In other words, Pat Riley should be able to call anybody on the Celtics?
No, but Tom Brady should. He's a legendary player.
Right, I'm moving on. Work on your game show. It's got to be better than that thing.
Just separate them, Hawk. Just separate them. Give them two phones.
The greatest player of all time can't call somebody to chat with them that played on the former organization. Of course, he should be able to. It's Tom Brady.
So the world Tom Brady versus the owner Tom Brady. Two different people.
Yeah.
I think you've lost the plot. Let's get headlines from Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
Tonight, you have the Miami Heat playing the Atlanta Hawks. It's going to be a 7:30 p.m. tip-off.
They still got that the guy?
Trae Young.
Trae Young, they didn't move off of him.
No, they didn't. DeJounte Murray is gone though. DeJounte Murray is no longer in Atlanta.
So who else is there?
Zachary Risacher. He is the number one overall pick for the Atlanta Hawks.
Clint Capella.
John Konkak, is he still there?
No.
I don't know if he ever was there.
Never heard of
John Konkak ever on the Hawks?
I don't think so. Who's like all-time legendary Hawks? Like Spud Webb, right? Wasn't he on the Hawks?
Spud Webb, Dominique Wilkins.
Yeah, Dominique Wilkins. Yeah.
The Ashton Kutcher.
Huh? He's married to a famous woman and they got babies.
Ashton Kutcher is married to Demi Moore.
Mila Kunis. Mila Kunis.
Mila Kunis. And they got babies.
Mila Kunis.
They were at a game together, had a bunch of little babies running around.
But he was married to Demi Moore.
Yeah.
She's 70.
He was married to her.
She can't have no babies.
John Konkak.
How do you spell that?
Hey, played for the Hawks. I was right.
Wasn't Demi Moore married to somebody else famous?
Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis.
That's right, Bruce Willis.
They got a little girl.
Mm-hmm. Rumor.
Yeah.
But who's the Ashton Kutcher looking guy? I can't think of his name.
For the Hawks?
The three-point shooter.
Kyle Korver. Kyle Korver. That's who I was thinking of.
Jeff Teague, Al Horford, Kyle Korver. That was a squad. Got cooked by LeBron and the Cavs, but that was a squad in the East.
But Dominique, most famous Atlantic.
Atlantic.
He's the most famous Atlantic Ocean of all time. Dominique Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, gotta be.
Most famous Atlanta Hawk players.
Has to be Dominique.
Joe Johnson was there.
Ooh, Bob Pettit. Oh. Dikembe Mutombo, rest in peace.
He was more for the Nuggets, though, wasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this list is brutal, brother. Trae Young is on this list at number 5. Joe Johnson.
I was going to say that Trae Young would be in the Mount Rushmore of notable Atlanta Hawks. It would be Spud Webb, Dominique Wilkins, Trae Young.
Yeah. I don't even remember Dikembe Mutombo playing there.
I mean, here's a list.
Probably John Konkak.
Bob Pettit is number 2. Lou Hudson.
That was before my time, even.
Yeah. Lou Hudson. Skip to my Lou.
Before my time.
Cliff Hagen. You know who that is, Hawk? Cliff Hagen?
Oh, Haagen-Dazs. They used to call him ice cream. Haagen-Dazs.
He was cold.
If they didn't call that guy ice cream or Haagen-Dazs, they missed out. I don't know what year that was. They may not have been that clever. But this dude's ice cold.
1927, Haagen-Dazs wasn't around.
That's true. When was Haagen-Dazs invented?
Had to be in the 70s because Randy said, ain't nobody paying $4 for a quart of damn ice cream.
All right. The Heat play the Hawks tonight. There's your 15 minutes of Heat. FIU plays UTEP tonight as well. You get a little late football action in Conference USA. That'll be at 9 p.m. tonight. The Florida Panthers are in action tomorrow. They play the Canucks tomorrow night, Thursday night football, Saints Broncos. That'll be at 8:15. Panthers are back at home, by the way. They did win yesterday.
By the way, I sent that to you guys today and Gino Toretta. Tomorrow night at the Panthers game, it's their Italian Fest. It's a free pregame event, 5 to 7 p.m. in the Publix Plaza at the Amerant Bank Arena. And do you know who one of the presenting sponsors of Italian Fest is?
Gabagoo.
Aperol.
Oh, Jesus.
Aperol spritz and a little hockey. I mean, come on.
I'm going with OG tomorrow. I can't go.
You're going to Funky Buddha tomorrow with OG.
Yes. Yep. So I can't make
it. I may come out for that.
Come on over.
Finally, guys. You ever get a bag of chips and like 50% of the bag at least is just air?
That's how it always is, right?
Does that bother you? Yeah. All right. So the Pepsi company, they're trying to win back customers who are tired of that issue. They're tired of opening
up. That's to protect the chip.
Chips.
Mm-hmm.
That's for shipping purposes. That's to protect the chip. If there was no air in there, all the chips would come to you crumbled and cracked.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just delivering a message here from the Pepsi company. They're going to add 2 more bags to their variety packs in hopes that you will forgive them for having 50% of it just being air. They're going to drop new bonus bags that are going to have 20% more chips in the bag just randomly. And then this is going to apply to all their brands, Lay's, Tostitos, Doritos, Ruffles, and more.
Tostitos?
Tostitos.
I don't want no Tostitos. Thank you and no thank you.
Hey, put me down for a Muncho or a Frito, and you keep the Tostitos for yourself.
I heard of cheese balls, but goodness gracious, they get real loose now.
Mom, no one ever wants to trade lunch with me. Can you stop? You stop packing me the Tostitos.
I'm giving them 20% more. What did you say?
Mom, if you keep packing me Tostitos and Ding Dongs, they're going to start to talk.
We have no friends.
It's like at the dollar store. Instead of the Tostitos, they have Tostitos. Instead of Funyuns, they have Bunyuns. Just all the...
Oh, you can... You try to pour them out in the bowl real fast so nobody knows. Knows the Tostitos, son. Good try.
Yeah, son. I know the difference between a Tostito and a Tostito. I don't care how fast you pour those.
Yeah, a lot of they can keep their 20%. I'm good.
I look up on NBA Today. No joke, they are doing a feature on Toronto's Grady Dick.
Oh boy, you should get a Tostito sponsorship. All lined up.
I'm not sure what's so funny. I'm just looking for 20% more in that bag, man.
Oh boy.
Fill up that little sack more. Sack of potatoes.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what it's called.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy right now in South Florida. It's in the 80s. Your cold front is going to bring air as cool as 72 degrees tonight in Miami.
Air as cool as? Who is air as cool as?
Air as cool as 72 degrees tonight.
It's 69 in Boca. Got to be... I-60s down in Miami, no?
No, it's not. And you said 69 at 5 a.m. I mean, it's 72 all night tonight. The lowest I have on my app that it's going to get at all in Miami over the next 3 days is Thursday, 69 degrees.
Yeah, 3 a.m., 4 a.m., 5 a.m. in Miami, 69.
Yeah.
Go.
Nice.
Beautiful.
Perfect weather for a bag of Tostitos.
Tostitos, yeah. Is your dad going to join us in the next segment? Is he going to hop on?
Yeah, he's been in the waiting room listening to that entire segment. So
Tell him to not go into that topic and let me drive the next segment.
Let him go. Cut him loose.
We're going to get some winners from Eduardo Solana in the next segment, so don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Don't go anywhere. We will continue talking about things we don't know anything about.
Hawk and Crowder.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
All right, we're going to talk with Eduardo Solana here. We were having some technical difficulties. Solana, were you able to straighten out the... It was such a delight, Crowder, watching Eduardo and Solana's mom, Deborah, kind of hunched over the computer trying to figure it all out. It reminded me of talking to my parents before there was video connections, just hearing my mom.
What do you ask me a question saying if I figured this out, you knew, you saw it, that it was my wife?
She figured it out.
Yeah.
She stepped in.
Yep. But you were asked me a question if I, you know, I didn't.
You were in distress. She stepped in. Boom. You sound perfect again. Eduardo Solana is with us. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He picks three games every week. He went 1-2 last week. He is 8-13 on the season. So you've got to, we got to get this on track, Eduardo. We got to get this on track somehow.
It's better than 50%.
That is better than 50%, but it's still a losing monetary endeavor at this point.
And just to let you know, I'm traveling again.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Punta del Este. I'm going to the summer. I'm going to be there. Well, actually, I'm going because my brother, he's going to be 70 years old.
Where is Punta del Este?
In Uruguay.
Ah, we're going to Uruguay. I sent your son. I saw on social media, it was some post about Uruguay and what a great country it is. I forget what I sent you, Solana, but it looked, we have to go together. Can all of us go at some point?
Yeah, my house, the apartment at the beach is 4 rooms, 3 baths, 4 baths actually. And let me know, that country has been great since I left.
is there good fishing over there, Eduardo? Any good fishing?
Actually, right now, you know the whales that they're in the Antarctica, You know, they go north to the south of Brazil, and they go all over, you know, Uruguay to the river and the ocean. And now you can watch it from the beach.
How long is a flight to Uruguay? Is there a direct flight from Miami?
Yeah, 9 hours.
9 hours to Uruguay?
Yeah, but I sleep the whole 9 hours.
Oh, I bet you do.
Wow.
How about you, Crowder, that you travel a lot? Do you sleep or...
I used to not be able to sleep on a plane, but as much as I travel now, man, I get me a good old Chardonnay in me, and I'm out.
Yeah, that drinks.
My dad.
Hey, Eduardo. What's that?
I was going to say, my dad is the worst person to have next to you on a plane. He really is, because you guys know, like, he just does whatever he wants. He doesn't wear socks, takes off his shoes, first and foremost. Mm. Within before the flight is taken off, he is taking off his shoes. And he snores, but he'll fall asleep before the flight takes off. So he has no shoes on, and he's snoring the entire 9 hours until you land. The plane lands. Now he wakes up. He's ready to get off the plane, go smoke a cigarette.
Yeah, I can see that. But I've seen Crowder do that. I've seen Crowder literally put his head on whoever's sitting next to him in the middle seat, big old Crowder, just put his head on that person and go right to sleep. Like he doesn't care.
We're all friends. Everybody in the row, we become friends as soon as I sit down.
You know, nobody likes you. Nobody likes you in that row.
Eduardo, because they've got on me before. So I take my shoes off the second I sit down.
Ridiculous.
But if I have to go to the bathroom, I don't put my shoes back on. I walk barefoot or socks to the bathroom. You had to put your shoes back on to go to the bathroom?
Yeah, I do. I do put my shoes on. Because sometimes the bathroom is wet.
Right, it's disgusting to walk.
Somebody
in there
urinate outside.
Right, disgusting.
Your socks get a little wet, and water they get a little wet.
Hey, Eduardo, you know,
you just take it off and put it on the front seat.
Yeah, got the big fan right next to your head.
Heat season starts next week, and we know you've had season tickets for a long time. Do you still get excited for heat season? Is that your favorite American sport?
Well, not really. My favorite American sport is soccer. But I go once in a while. But I mean, you and Crowder, you know, you can get my tickets anytime you want.
Well, I know both your sons use those tickets. Do they pay for them, or do you pay for the season tickets every year?
Do they ever pay for something? I mean, like,
because sometimes they resell the tickets. Do they give you the money?
Well, actually, yes, because I pay them. It goes back to my account.
Oh, okay. It goes directly to the account. Because this is what I've noticed. This is what I've noticed. This is what my son does now at college. I get, you know, the push notifications from my credit card that he has. And so I get them all day long. But at a fast food place, Taco Bell. $45. What could you possibly be spending $45 on a Taco Bell? What I realized he's doing, he buys for everyone that he's with, and then they all Venmo him the money to pay him back, and he keeps the Venmo. He's got the greatest for-profit deal at a college than anyone's ever had before. So I kind of felt like Solana was doing that to you.
Don't pay. I pay. I'm paying. Yeah. I'm paying.
That's what he does. I know he's like, oh, no. I got it. You'll just Venmo me.
Hold on a second. Hawk, he's racking up points for you. I mean, that sounds genius. I got you. You think my dad's buying all these plane tickets to Uruguay himself? No, it's all the points I racked up on his Amex card.
Right. Now, when you go to a Heat game, though, this is what interests me, because Eduardo, he likes big meals. He, you know, he doesn't like fast food. When you're at the stadium, an arena, do you eat stadium food?
Yeah. I mean, like...
You'll have a hot dog. Popcorn?
And sometimes popcorn, yes. But, you know, what I do usually is, you know, and that's one of my problems, you know, going so late to finish the game, that after 10:30, when you go home, there's no restaurant that are open.
Mm.
I mean, you got to end up in a sport bar eating, you know, a burger or whatever at Denny's.
Oh, a little Superbird action.
That's it. Yeah, that's it. But
son is messaging us that you throw peanut shells everywhere, that you like to eat peanuts at the game and you just throw the shells everywhere.
I like to dirty everything over there. And you know what I do? I go and buy my Coke and I buy it at those, refrigerator they have there.
Yeah.
I take the cap off, put it in my pocket. I pay, and the guy said, "Where's the cap?" Oh, I threw it away, and then I put it back when.
Because they don't allow you to keep the cap. That's a great move on your part.
Yeah.
That's a great hack.
That is
you take it off in advance. You go, "Oh, I already threw it out." What a! I mean, that's a great hack.
I never threw one into the court, but you could
is
have.
That, is that why they take them? Because people are going to throw them onto the court.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I think they take them because the cap would allow you to throw the whole bottle on the court.
Right.
But if the cap is off, you couldn't throw the bottle because the liquid would be coming out. So it would never make it to the court. I think that must be the reason. There's got to be a reason.
It will make it to the court. I mean, if it's full or half full. I mean, remember, we're in the low level. I mean, you throw down the 300 maybe, but on the 100,
It's less accurate. It's less accurate as a projectile without the cap. If you have the cap on, you can hit your target. Without the cap, not so much.
So when are you leaving for Uruguay, Eduardo?
Monday night.
But this coming Monday?
I'm coming back for the election.
What's the time change?
1 hour, over there.
Just 1 hour?
Yeah, 1 hour. Yeah,
it varies.
It's a 9-hour flight, and it's just a 1-hour difference?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Huh. Yeah, no problem. I'll do it with my iPad. No problem.
That's funny. Yeah, you could go up or down. Yeah, and you would stay within the. I hadn't thought of that. You can only fly horizontally. I'm very simple, Eduardo. I'm very simple. All right, we're going to run out of time. Let's get some picks here. You got to turn it around. Tonight, FIU, your son's alma mater, FIU, is at UTEP. That's Texas El Paso. And FIU is a 7-point favorite on the road. Do you like FIU laying the points at UTEP or UTEP getting the points at home?
What is it called? Utah, if it is at Texas.
UTEP. UTEP.
UTEP. Utah. Okay.
University of Texas, El Paso.
Well, I go with FIU for sure.
Yeah. I want to bet this game tonight because – there's nothing else to
go for it. I'm
to bet, but man, you've been so bad. You've been so bad.
He said he's 100% though, Hawk. He said he's 100% on that one.
What's that on FIU?
He said 100%.
All right, so I really got to think this one through. Miami Hurricanes on Saturday afternoon. They're at Louisville. They're a 4.5-point favorite. Hurricanes laying the points or Louisville getting the points?
I go with the Canes.
Canes laying the points. I like that one as well. Although Saturday does make me slightly nervous. And then finally, Sunday, Dolphins back in action. They are 3-point underdogs to the Indianapolis Colts. You like the Dolphins getting the points or the Colts giving the points?
Well, as a matter of fact, we didn't lose last week because we didn't play.
That is true. It's a little bit of a win streak.
That means I'm not going to favor the Dolphins. I'm going to favor the Colts.
All right. You're going to have the Colts laying the points, laying three. Yeah. There you go. He likes FIU laying the points tonight. Canes laying the points Saturday. Indy laying the points on Sunday against the Dolphins. Eduardo, we love you. Safe travels. And we will speak with you next week from Uruguay, no?
Yeah. I'll go in my balcony looking at the beach. Having a drink.
Delightful.
And then, it would be great, all right?
Sounds take care delightful. Of my, safe please, travels.
Take care of my son, please.
We will do so. We will do so in our special way.
A beach house. A beach house, and we never got an invite. Boy, Solana's something else.
It's a nice gig he's got. He's got a nice gig. Yeah, I'd like to rack up some points for miles for you as well, if you want to give me one of your cards.
No problem. All right. Thank you very much.
See Eduardo.
Have a good one, all right? Take care. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir.
Eduardo Solana, he joins us on Wednesdays to give us picks for the coming weekend, including tonight. All right. Rob Pizzola will join us in the 4 o'clock hour, an actual sports gambler. We'll talk with him in the 4 o'clock hour. Do not go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You have part of your ass on your foot.
Not a deformity. It's a skin graft.
It's a deformity. I hate to break it to you.
Hawk and Crowder.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld at Odyssey Podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!